Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. If you're an entrepreneur, a high achiever, a world changer, a visionary, talk to me, because I love supporting you however I can. Let's connect. Let's figure out what your biggest goals and dreams are. And if the marathon is a great place for you to get your message out, great. Let's make it happen. If I can connect you with another guest or awesome human being on the show, great. Let's make it happen. If I can serve you by getting your message out through coaching, through starting your own podcast, great. Let's make it happen. I'm here for you. I love you. Keep shining. Keep moving forward. Chris@beyourgps.com. That's my email. Or send me a message on Facebook or Instagram. Would love to connect with you there. Next up is the iTunes review of the week, and it's by Chaim K. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce that. Like a nav system for your soul. This podcast is aptly named GPS. The majority of men and women lead lives without a map. An overview of the big picture. This podcast will help you navigate through life and truly become your best possible self. Thank you so much, Chaim. I appreciate you. And if you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store and give us a review there. Appreciate it in advance for anything you can do to support us, to let us know your feedback, what you love, what you want to see more of, how we can improve and grow the show and make it even better for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In this hour, we're going to be talking about the biggest lessons from creating, emceeing, and speaking at a women's empowerment event in Las Vegas that we just completed this last weekend. I believe it was the 26th and 27th of April. 26th was my girlfriend's birthday, and it was an awesome VIP evening, and we actually got to celebrate Ortal Levitan's birthday, which was the 25th. So it was a great big party, lots of fun, and incredible event. And that's why I wanted to theme today's marathon, live events that change lives. Because I wanted to share with you my perspective of events, how meaningful and important and significant they have been in my growth and becoming my GPS. Couldn't have done it without them. Absolutely no way in heck. Not a chance. Okay. Couldn't have happened. So for me, the big perspective for live events that change lives is it's a place where you can go, live events, seminars, 3-day, 2-day, 1-day workshops, whatever, right? I really love the 3-day model. It's like, that's my jam. That's my goal. That's my flow. I love doing that. So in those 3-day events, I love it because there's just this cornucopia, this variety of experiences, connections, new learnings, awarenesses, ahas, processes, exercises. It's like going to Disneyland for me. A 3-day event is like going to freaking Disneyland. It's even better. It's even better than Disneyland because self-growth and personal growth for me is more valuable. It's more fun. It's more exciting. It's more meaningful and important. So I would trade a 3-day stay at Disneyland for any 3-day seminar. Hands down, any day of the week, right? Like I love events. That's just my thing. Like when I love something, I go all in. Playing video games, I would be there for like 12 hours, 18 hours, 24 hours at a time, right? Like I would seriously be invested in these video games, and you could not take it away from my hands. You could not take the controllers away from my hands. You couldn't get me outside. I was like all in. I was a voracious gamer, okay? With events, it's very, very similar. I have conditioned my mind. Thankfully, I don't know if it was immediate, if it was easy, if it was hard. I'm sure I could look back. But for me, it's like a switch just flipped. And I'm like, Chris Burns and live events, they go hand in hand. This is me for the rest of my life. Speaking at live events, attending live events, learning at live events, volunteering at live events, helping to run live events. Like that is my dojo. It is so much fun and a blast. And particularly in the beginning, one of my very first type of events was Toastmasters. Well, actually before that, I was going to, in the very beginning, this was like 6 years ago, I joined a network marketing company and we were hosting events. Heidi says, yes, it's extremely rejuvenating. Love you, Heidi. Hope all is well, Superwoman. It's been forever. Hope you're taking your next big steps and just kicking butt and taking names. Would love to connect soon. So I was saying, 6 years ago, I started a network marketing company, and the events that we went to were like home events. Now, basically nobody in the area, we didn't have like big parties, big events that we were going to. So we hosted our own events. So we started hosting events with 5 people, 10 people, whatever, just to share our story, share about the opportunity, share about the product. So immediately I saw it as an opportunity to get something that was missing for me, which was connection with people who I valued and wanted to be around, like people who inspired me, people who had what I wanted. Like I saw people on it was typically through online conversations, through Skype in the beginning, video conversations to get connected with people. And that was my experience in connecting, in new events, new experiences. So we would start hosting our own live events. And then I started going to these like 1 day or 2 day, not retreats, I'm looking for the word. It's not a workshop, but like a celebration, a yearly convention. That those are the celebrations and the conventions were huge. For me, living in Southern California, I actually lived in Chino, California for a long time. I was really in my own bubble, in my own world, and I didn't get out a lot. And I felt like I had missed out on life because of how many video games I played, how afraid of public speaking I was, how intimidated I was by people and what they thought about me. It was really tough. So to go to Vegas for a national convention for this network marketing company that I joined 6 years ago, like that was, to go to Vegas was huge, you know, to travel, to have a reason to travel, not with my parents, oh my gosh, no way, but to go for myself, for my own personal growth, my own personal expansion and experience and adventure, that was huge. And I didn't do very much travel before, so it was like a little adventure, not a little, it was like an epic adventure just to go learn, just to go get to events because it was new, it was exciting, I was doing it with people who I loved and who I cared about. And it was for a bigger, higher purpose of growth, of expansion, and becoming our greatest possible self. So like for me, my core, 3 core values are joy, love, and transcendence. Transcendence, aka growth. Like those are my big 3. So there was definitely a lot of joy and like new adventure and excitement. There's a ton of love because I got to be with the people who I wanted, connect with new people, have incredible conversations. And then growth and transcendence, that was like, all, that was the whole purpose. It's like you're going there to grow. You're going there to expand, to become an even better version of yourself than before you started the event. So that was like my very first experience with events, and they freaking changed my life because I got to see people on stage who were, you know, 18 years old, 19, 20, 21, 25, whatever, like that age, millennials who were kicking butt, taking names, traveling the world, driving their Mercedes, getting the car paid for, getting like everything they want, having the woman of their dreams. That was like, they got it all. Man, I got to keep coming to these because they say keep coming to these events, keep investing in myself, keep growing myself, and I can have what they got. If I do what they do, I say what they say, and I act like they act, I will get what they get every single time, right? It's like with consistency and enough time, of course, patience. So that was my very first experience. After that, I ended up hitting a rock bottom moment in my life, feeling like I was totally a biggest disappointment. I was screwing up. I was looking for the fast way to make things happen and get what I want. And it totally like broke my spirits and my heart. And I had to recover from that. I felt like I had a ton of shame and like a cloud of shame and guilt. And like I was a dirtbag, you know, like a bad person. And nothing like ever serious ever happened from it. Nothing ever went on my record. Case was dropped. Charges were dismissed. And that was like my wake-up call that I had to keep going deeper. Like I got a piece of the puzzle, and there were still some things and people and environments, toxic habits and behaviors that were out of alignment with who I'm really meant to be, who I know myself as, who my parents raised me to be, etc. So after that moment, I said, let's double down on growing myself, and I started going to Toastmasters. So that was like my first more consistent live event that I went to with 20 to 30 people every single week coming to these events to speak, to grow themselves, to be more effective leaders, communicators. And that was really, really cool. And I built that into myself. I volunteered, I served, I became the vice president of education, scheduling people for their speeches, for their opportunities and roles, became the president of the club. I was secretary. I was I think those are my three: secretary, vice president of education, vice president of education, and president. So I rose through the ranks there, and I said, well, this is cool, but it's not the epic proportion and scale and life-changing events that I have experienced. I know that there's more out there. So thankfully, one of the people in there, shout out to Shanna, Shanna Chung, I appreciate you, and also Clement, Lou, love you both, superstars in Toastmasters. I was gifted a ticket to go to a Millionaire Mind experience in Southern California. And that first event like blew my mind. I invested, I think it was like $7,000 or $8,000 into a package to grow myself, get more events, and like keep moving forward. I'm like, I'm all in. Like Kyle said in the last interview, I am all in. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it big. I'm going to grow myself and I'm going to become my best self. So I did that. And I started going to these different events, and I started getting certifications in coaching and NLP and success and like all these different things so I could become more. In the beginning, I thought I needed to prove that I was worthy. I thought I didn't have enough experience. I wasn't enough inherently as a human being to serve people and to be a great coach. And so that got into my coaching a lot, and the unworthiness, the imposter syndrome got in there. And of course, now looking back, I always had everything that I needed. It's just the stories and the doubt that got in the way that caused me to energetically mess things up. My energy was out there wreaking havoc to take great opportunities that came my way because I had also great energy and fire and passion. On the other side of that was the deep fear and unworthiness and doubts and all that kind of stuff. So I had to really confront that. Live events were one of the greatest things that helped me start to really take that on and confront that because I got to have real conversations in person with people. And I don't know about you, but talking on the phone, talking on video, doing a Facebook Live, it's great. And the most powerful conversations for me have really been in person. When I'm in person sharing about my fears and the things that I am anxious about or uncomfortable with, that's when I have felt most vulnerable. Specifically, I was on stage at an event with a transformational woman speaker who had a big following, very, very successful. And I went there. I think there was 500 people there. There was a lot of people. And I get up on stage because I'm the guy who's always raising my hand and wants to get on stage. And I wanted to get on stage and share and have a breakthrough and do whatever it takes. And I think it was around that time, I had my best month in coaching up to that point, $5,000 from coaching. I was like, this is awesome. I can do this. And I get up on stage, and the next thing I know is I create some kind of meaning out of the experience on stage. Basically, I think the woman who was hosting the event said nothing. I said I want unshakable confidence, and she put planted this seed in my head that nothing is unshakable. Everything is constantly being changing, or something like that. And I just remember feeling devastated and brokenhearted after it, betrayed almost, I got torn down and invalidated. And maybe that didn't happen. Maybe it's completely all how I made it up and how I interpreted it or whatever. But that's the energy. I even to this day, I still feel some residual of that energy. I got up there and I said, I'm going to kick ass, take names and say, I have an unshakable foundation, or I'm creating that. And then the next thing I know is nothing is certain. Nothing is unshakable. And I just saw my success plummet. I don't know if they have to do with each other. I don't know what happened. But after that point, it was really difficult for me to succeed. I basically crashed and burned a couple years ago as a coach and started jumping from thing to thing, you know, started like not sticking with something long enough to have it succeed and prosper. You know, maybe my fear of failure started really getting to me, and it might have been triggered by that experience on stage. Anyways, these live events have both like really, really great things that happen. And for me, that was a pretty big negative experience. Now, if you are out there and you are thinking about, should I go to a live event? Yes, you freaking should. Whatever the live event, get to it. Whatever you have locally in your city, get to it. You know, it's going to give you some perspective. If you've never been, go to one. I would look up some reviews first and just give yourself an idea of what to expect or anticipate. But for me, like I started going to a Millionaire Mind Experience. I did a lot of experience and work in Landmark. I worked with Success Academy and Mel Cutler, got trained in NLP and hypnosis. And I just did a lot of different things to grow myself and expand and be the best version of myself. I couldn't have done that unless I had gone to live events. Yeah, sure, there's online courses and stuff like that. Go for it. If that's what you want to do, if that's your jam or if that's your flow. It's funny, jam. It's like, jam's a good thing. It's my jam, you know? But are you being jammed? Like if you feel like you're being stopped or jammed, it's interesting. So that's my flow. That's my gold stuff. I love online as well. And I coach a lot of our clients online with Burn Up Coaching, Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self, just because it's efficient and effective and, you know, cost effective. So do what you can with what you got. And live events specifically that change lives is the reason why I wanted to share today. And my life has been changed and transformed time and time again because of being in the crucible, being going through those processes, being in the same room as millionaires, as world changers, as people who I respect and admire, and getting to have conversations with them. You know, it's like really, I wouldn't be who I am today without that, without people seeing me at live events. Like I really shine and come alive in live events. When I'm somewhere, like I make the freaking most out of that experience. Like it is go time. It's all hands on deck. Chris is on fire, you know, in a good way. And I've found a challenge in managing the consistency as Kyle and I were talking about, you know, especially in the beginning, like being consistent on a weekly basis with my output, with my effort, with my work that I was creating. And so events were a really great place for me to show up and just go all in and not really have to worry about the consistency because I'm there. Like once I'm there, it's like the floodgates open. And when I'm not at events, then that took a little bit more effort and willpower and discipline to be able to produce those results. So for me, it was just more natural and easy and effortless to be on fire and alive at events because it's like the room is the energy is contagious. It's just totally awesome. So I wanted to share especially the biggest lessons from creating, emceeing, and speaking at a women's empowerment event. As I mentioned, we just got finished with Petia's event, Meant for More. Shout out, Petia. And if you're thinking about next year, check it out, Meant for More. I think it's bit.ly/MFM2020. MFM, Mary Frank Mary 2020. And those are, you know, the numbers not spelled out. bit.ly/MFM2020. That should be the event for Meant for More 2020. If you want to buy your ticket, I think the prices are still pretty low right now from the event special. We probably should change those to the early bird special. And just wanted to give you that heads up if you want to be there next year. So this event, I saw my girlfriend go from, you know, idea to manifestation in 3 months, you know, 3 or 4 months. And it was incredible to see that happen, to see it come to life. And I totally experienced greatness in the event. And I also saw that there was room for improvement in what we did and how we did it. So number one, biggest lesson from being at the event, being a part of the event, was really like it's so important to have leaders who set the energy, who set the tone of the event. If you have any kind of feeling, like let's say you want to put on an event, but you don't feel like your energy is like on point, I would say let someone else be the leader and the organizer. That being said, entrepreneurs who I'm talking to mostly are purpose-driven entrepreneurs who want to host your own live event. So you really just get to be aware and check in. What is my energy and what am I going to attract? I think Petty and I really have very loving and caring energy. So that's what we attracted. We attracted a ton of women who were like just super kind, super grateful, driven, motivated, and wanted to show up and connect with other powerhouse women. Like that's who we attracted. That's especially Petty was the one who attracted most of the women there, you know, dozens of women who were like Petty, who resonated with her values. So understand what are the core values that you're going to be attracting and make sure you're speaking to those in the marketing for the event. For Petia, her core values are loyalty, love, generosity, abundance. She also likes to play and have fun, be in flow. So those are like caring, you know, those are like really powerful core values for her. For me, it's more of like growth, like I said, growth, love, and transcendence, joy. Those are my big ones. So that's what I brought. I was really directive with the audience, speaking and being the MC, because I knew that's what they needed. There was plenty of feminine flow energy. Petia just wants to show up and be in her flow. Petia just wants to like enjoy her experience there. So I wanted to provide more direction, more intensity, so that these women could get both the experience. They could feel held and loved and supported and know that they matter, and also to feel like a sense of urgency, a sense of intensity to be able to create their greatest possible life, to have a transformation, to have a breakthrough. And Heidi says, how do you bring your spirit back up from that? Heidi, what do you mean specifically? I probably didn't look at that when it was posted. How do I bring my spirit back up from what specifically? I'm happy to answer. So with the event, it's important to have both of those energies in people who are like big parts of the event. So Ortal was one of the other organizers, quote unquote, of the event. It was Petia and Ortal's event, and then I was kind of just there supporting. And when it came to the actual event, I ended up playing a lot more of a role as the MC and helping Petia to organize the event and stuff like that. Like I was really there as a backbone for her and involved and engaged with a lot of the people and the attendees and the event processes that were going on. So, you know, I really stepped up in a big way. Ortal was also like very business and strategy minded and like logical. So she definitely could have brought a lot of that energy as well. She definitely did in her speaking and communication. And as far as like the event and setting the tone of the event, I would say that Petty and I had a bigger influence on that. So know what is the energy that the speakers and MC and leaders will be bringing to your event. I've seen events before where there was MCs, and the MCs, like, it wasn't their priority to keep energy up. It was more so their priority just to like introduce the speakers and keep the event from stopping, you know, keep it going, just keep the event going. For me, that's not the intention. The intention is to keep people engaged, keep people alive, keep people inspired, keep people moving, keep them guessing what is going to come next, keep them present in the moment and like on the edge of their seat. And if I didn't do that, then they wouldn't have got as much out of the event, because it takes for people to pay attention. It takes having them expect the unexpected. And when they get to the point where it's fun to expect the unexpected, that's when they're really paying attention and engaged in the event. So one thing I noticed at the event is some of the speakers, they didn't interact with the audience as much, like get them to raise their hand, get them to share their responses, share with each other, whatever it might be. And I noticed that that's okay. You know, I think everyone has their own style. Some people just want to talk with the audience and not really have them adjust themselves. And I think for events, it's really important that we break up the pattern, we break up the whatever is happening. If a speaker is talking for, let's say, 30 or 45 minutes, that going on for that long without getting people to raise their hand, without getting people to share or change their state or anything like that, they're kind of just, they go into this hypnosis. And it's not, it's like a trance, but it's not an engaged trance. It's more of like, I'm in trance. Some of this stuff is landing. It might be reaching the subconscious level at a deeper level. I don't know. I think, and I'm going to scratch that. It definitely does not reach the subconscious at a deeper level, because what does reach the subconscious at the deepest level is interaction, is repetition, is getting people to raise their energy. Because if they're sitting there and someone's talking at them or with them the whole time, and they don't really do anything or change, they kind of just go into this, okay, I'm supposed to receive this. I'm supposed to take notes on this. It's a very, like, taking notes is better than not taking notes. But if they're just sitting there and listening to a speaker talking, then that's not as effective. So I really want to encourage you, in the events that you go to, if you host them or if you're a part of them, whatever, number one, get the speakers or the MC to really cause the participants to interact with the information. Get them to share. Two of the big things that we did at the event with Petya, two times that we did it, is break them into groups of four and have them partner share. Okay. So a lot of events won't do that. A lot of events won't break people up into groups and get them to interact with each other. For me, I've found that it's great to have your own process, write down your own answers, discover what your perspective is, but it's like 10 times better when you have to communicate that with someone else. When you get to teach someone what you learned, when you get to listen to someone else what they learned and expand your field of possibilities and awareness. Heidi said, when you said you had a negative experience on stage. So how do I bring my spirit back up from that? You know, I think at the time, it wasn't that impactful. Like I felt like disappointed and betrayed, like after the fact. I think I was like too naive and in the moment, like, oh my gosh, I got to get up on stage. There was an adrenaline rush, but I felt like the lingering after effect of that after it happened. So for me, it was really important just to like be grateful that I got to have an experience with her, and to continuously remind myself that she was doing the very best that she could, speaking on the stage and facilitating me through a breakthrough. She was doing the best that she could, and I get to have grace and compassion for her and not like blame her for what I felt like stuck with me and really hurt me and didn't have the intended and desired effect. I also get to take responsibility that it's not like her fault. It's totally all my interpretation and how I respond to it. So really for me, it was to remember how I respond to things is my ultimate power. It's my ultimate gift. It's my ultimate creation ability. So be aware of that. Am I totally in charge? Am I in the captain's seat? Am I being responsible for how I interpret things? So I would say that was the biggest thing that worked for me. When I have a negative experience, like, I just keep showing up because, like, I want to keep growing. If I have one bad experience with one person, hey, it's a bad experience. Like, life is full of some pretty crappy experiences at times. But it doesn't make, just because you have a bad experience playing baseball, just because you have a bad experience with a video game, just because you have a bad experience going to the gym, doesn't mean you quit. You know, if you get hurt, if you did something silly at the gym and you're like, damn, why'd I do that? Doesn't mean you're going to stop and never go back again, right? Like, it's just a bad experience and you get to learn from it. So for me, it was more an opportunity to become more introspective and aware of who I was being and how I was showing up. It's awesome. Very mature. Thank you. Thank you, Heidi. And Irene says, good afternoon, everyone. As you all know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So always remember to love your mind a little, because there is no health without mental health. Chris Burns, thanks for these marathons. I may not be able to attend the live streams as they happen, but I enjoy the replay. God bless you. Irene says, any plans for the Mental Health Awareness Month in LA area? Please let me know. Absolutely, Irene. Thanks for jumping on, and happy Mental Awareness Month. Loving you all, people. Keep diving into your growth, your greatness, your self-expression, and taking care of yourself. Okay. Keep doing that. So I wanted to get back to the biggest takeaways. So for me, it was like having those energies at the event. Petya was the flow. I was more the masculine and the pillars and the structure and the support. Doing that, we were able to provide an amazing experience for the audience. And then I was also talking about how when they have sharing opportunities, it really integrates the experience the most, right? It really, it like just 10x's it, 100x's it. I was talking about when they share with other people, that's really powerful. Now, if you want to have a true breakthrough, get someone at the front of the room and have them share their biggest takeaway. Because now they share what they learned in the lesson with the audience. So the audience, number one, gets all of the breakthrough. They get to hear the wisdom. They get to hear the perspective, which is super cool. And they see it coming from someone who's just like them, who's in the audience, who's an attendee. And number two, the person sharing it, who's sharing that breakthrough, it will integrate into their being, into their philosophy and paradigm even more, because they just shared it in front of like 40, 50, 100, 500 people, whatever the amount is. Like when you do that, it just deepens it, right? Sharing something on stage. Here's another thing I noticed for me when I was sharing on stage, just being on stage, facilitating, emceeing, speaking, whatever, raises my vibration. I literally feel like I'm a different human being after getting done. Like after the event, I was like, man, I am on fire. I'm just a go-getter. I'm a freaking powerhouse. I am charged up. You know, like I just feel powerful because how I related to myself and how other people related to me at the event is Chris Burns is dynamic. He's fun. He has a ton of energy. He's powerful and he's fun. I already said fun. He's just a great entertainer, great showman, educating people on some really cool stuff. So for me, that was really, really valuable. And if you ever get on stage at a Toastmasters, if you ever get on stage at a live event or a meetup with 10, 20, 30 people, or if you get on a bigger stage with 100, a couple hundred, I don't know if it's really reasonable to try to get on a stage with thousands of people, but maybe that happens, possibly, like as a volunteer, as a participant kind of thing. But when you do that, it really changes how you see yourself. It amplifies the good that you are. If you have a bad experience, it'll totally amplify that. And most likely you're going to get up there. It's going to be difficult, especially in the beginning. You know, Heidi, one thing that I had to break through is my fear of being on the stage at all. You know, like any kind of spotlight, any kind of people judging me, people's eyes on me, people's attention. Like I was super afraid of that in the beginning. So that probably got triggered and activated and awakened of being embarrassed, being ashamed, being judged, feeling betrayed when I got on that stage in front of 500 people. And that's probably what I needed. I needed to grow through that. I needed to be able to drop that fear. Like for me, I'm pretty sure that was the biggest audience that I've spoken in front of. It wasn't like my own speaking opportunity, but I was in front of that audience and people saw me, you know, which is like really, really powerful. I've spoken in front of like 300 people as an MC, but not like the keynote speaker yet. It's coming. Chris Burns is on fire. Coming. So for me, it was really important to recognize like how much of a breakthrough I had just getting on stage. So the more stages I get on, whether they are paid, which I'm super grateful for, or if it's a learning opportunity, if it's the perfect audience for me, if it's unpaid at some level, if it's for a volunteer cause, charity, whatever, like I'm grateful for that. It's an opportunity for me to show up and serve and develop my gifts. And I'm so thankful for the opportunities to be my greatest possible self, like every time in front of the stage. It's an opportunity to show up. It's an opportunity to refine, to practice, to grow just a little bit more. So that is another one of the biggest lessons from putting on the event and speaking at the event, is like how I relate to myself. It's kind of similar with these 12-hour marathons. At the end of every 12-hour marathon, I am a different human being than when I started. like because of the guest I interview and the interactions, what I learn about myself, what I notice about myself, my increased awareness, picking up the good habits of the people I'm communicating with and interviewees, I should say. I'm like a different person. I feel aligned, charged up, my greatest possible self, unstoppable, right? And I'm also creating into existence with my speaking. And when I have the opportunity to share my perspective or doing a solo hour like this, it really makes a difference for me and how I see myself, okay? So the more opportunities I get to broadcast a message, to deliver a message, to show up, to perform, to give people wisdom, take those opportunities, whether it's in front of 5 people or 50 or 500, take those opportunities. Just keep stepping up. Go to Toastmasters, volunteer, and contribute how you can, because it will really like make a huge difference for you and how you see yourself, your identity at the identity level. Like, man, it's huge. Absolutely huge. So I'm just so grateful for creating that in my life, for getting speaking invitations and opportunities to speak all over the world. And it's just, this is just the beginning. Live events that change lives are such an important part of me and why I started this journey, what has kept me going in this journey, the biggest transformations in this journey. So I couldn't have done it without them, and I'm super duper grateful for them. Now, we learned a lot in this live event. And if you want support in your next live event, we're definitely going to be putting on more. We love helping people and sharing what we learn, sharing our processes and things like that to help people in their live events. So if you want to learn about what our process is, what we learned and took away in more depth, and want more guidance and coaching on your own event, definitely connect with me, chris@beyourgps.com, or find me on Facebook or Instagram and message me there. And I'm happy to share my perspective with you about the live event experience and all that we learned, all that we grew through. It was absolutely just powerful, super duper powerful.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.